Harry says Meghan not visibly black but family still needs unconscious bias training. By Jack Montgomery on January 10, 2023. Prince Harry bizarrely claimed that his wife Meghan is not visibly black but is still subjected to racism by the press on American television. Speaking to Michael Strahan on Good Morning America as part of the publicity drive for his ghostwritten memoir, Spare, Harry said, "My wife is not visibly black but that's who she is." He went on to allege that, regardless of this, the way that the media speak about her, the way that they treat her is incredibly relatable to everybody else of color. The woke prince has suggested that the former TV starlet, born to a black mother and a white father in California, could have been a huge boon to the royal family as someone who was, after a fashion, an ethnic minority, and that failing to accommodate her was a huge missed opportunity. "It's what she said to me right from the beginning. Representation," he said, suggesting she had also pushed this line. "I, as a privileged white man, didn't really understand what she was talking about, at first," he added. In the Megflix docuseries which preceded Harry's book, Meghan can be seen reading a text from Beyoncé Knowles Carter, saying it said the singer she wants me to feel safe and protected. "She admires and respects my bravery and vulnerability and thinks I was selected to break generational curses that need to be healed." Harry backs the bizarre statement, chipping in with an approving, "T hats well said." In a Good Morning America interview, Harry suggests he has been fully convinced of woke ideology on unconscious bias, and suggests his estranged family should undergo unconscious bias training. "I think the same process that I went through regarding my own unconscious bias would be hugely beneficial to them," he explained. "It's not racism, but unconscious bias if not confronted, if not acknowledged, if not learned and grown from, that can then move into racism. And the way that I understand it is that we all want to be part of the solution rather than part of the problem." Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.